Good morning. It's Friday morning, July the 20th. And this is Glenn Wadley, the pastor of the Gavin Place. And it's a privilege to be here this morning to worship, first of all, with Kevin and Lori. And spend this time just honoring the Lord and worshiping Him, but also to be with you. And our prayer this morning is that we would be able to share a time of genuine praise for the God that we all are growing to love more and more each day. I want to start this morning by just saying how much I appreciate our worship team and the fact that they don't just lead us in songs from week to week, but that they truly worship the Lord. And their worship, as all of you know who have attended or visited the Gavin Place, their worship is so contagious. And it's because they have a love for God that's genuine. And all of their singing and their scripture reading comes from their hearts and their own experiences with the Lord. And this week, as I was reading in Titus, Titus talked about that, or Paul did, about worshiping God and serving the Lord and where that comes from. If you read portions of Titus, Paul speaks about what the Christian life should look like, and he addresses the choosing of elders and their lifestyle. He talks about the lifestyle and expectations for older women, younger women, older men, younger men, and ultimately all believers. And if you read those verses out of the context of the whole letter, the challenge to live those lifestyles described seem like a heavy burden. But the motivation for right living that Paul describes comes from hearts that have been changed. In chapter 2 and verse 11, Paul says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age." Basically, Paul is saying that the grace of God that brings salvation doesn't merely command us to act differently, but it trains us. I love that. Training changes the core of who we are so that the desired action can actually happen naturally. When we do any kind of training to our bodies to be able to accomplish some physical feat, we train ourselves daily so that the core of who we are physically can do that action naturally. And so Paul is saying here that the grace of God is training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live a self-controlled and upright and godly life. The law told us how to act, but it didn't deal with our desire to rebel, which came naturally. But grace changes our heart, which is the source of all we do. The more I understand the depths of God's grace, the more that I desire to renounce ungodliness. I am every day falling more and more deeply in love with God as He is daily revealing the wonders of His person to me. And the Holy Spirit is giving the power that I need to live a more righteous life. So what I'm saying is that God is changing my heart by revealing Himself to me. And then the Holy Spirit is giving me the power to do what I then desire to do, to live a godly life. This is the grace of God training me. The reality of His grace motivates me to live a life of repentance. Repentance motivated by anything else is empty and heavy and Some see this as the difference between religion and relationship. In his book, The Gospel in Life, Timothy Keller says, "Whereas in religion, we repent as little as possible, the more we feel accepted and loved in the gospel, the more often we will be repenting." I'm hopeful this morning that as you're listening, you're not in a place where you're dreading repentance. If you are, allow the Spirit to draw your mind to the gospel, the truth about who God is. Allow the Holy Spirit to draw your mind to the grace of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to see the depths of God's love for you. Allow your heart to be drawn to Him. And this may mean you need to overcome past hurts that may have come when you allowed your heart to be given to someone else, only to have it broken. But you can trust God. It may take time to release your heart, but relationships take time to develop. Just know that God loves you and will reveal Himself to you as you seek Him today. Father, I'm so thankful for Your grace today. I thank You for taking a heart that was cold and hard. Lord, for finding me at a time when my life was predictable and heavy, filled with works. Lord, in showing me Your grace, I thank You for giving me grace that allowed me time to transition from doing empty works into serving You from a heart that's full of love for You. And my prayer today, God, for all of us, is that You would continue, God, to train us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled and upright, godly lives by Your grace. We see Your grace, God. The promise in Titus is that Your grace has appeared. And I pray for spiritual eyes today that we may rejoice in who we've discovered You to be. Lord, You are beautiful.
You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp Your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of Your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of You. And I stand in awe of You. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of You. Yes, I stand in awe of You. I stand in awe of You. Holy God, to whom all praise is due.
Father, draw us to the reality of who you are today. God, I pray that everyone who is sharing this moment this morning will take the time to set their mind's attention and their heart's affection on you. And God, that throughout this day, God, that they might find your Holy Spirit moving and working, drawing them to you. God, that we might experience your Holy Spirit speaking clearly to us, God, revealing, Lord, all that you are in the things that we see in life. I pray that we won't just live our life in random today, God, but that your Spirit would just envelop us. Lord, we do stand in awe of you. Words cannot describe, God, how we feel. Lord, we don't have anything in us that's adequate to express, Lord, the things that we are discovering about you. But God, let our obedience, the changes that happen in our lives, be a direct result of the heart that you are changing, God. Grab our hearts. May the reality of who you are be congealed in lives that are lived for you. Lord, help us not to settle for any shortcut, but to know you. We praise you, God.